We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of Pei Aleph Amud Beis. We're going continuing the 10 Tanoim that Yeshua made when they captured Eretz Yisrael and came to Eretz Yisrael. And we're up to Mayin HaYotze Tchilo, Bnei Ir Mistafkemenu, a spring that they find somewhere, someone finds in his property, the whole city could use that spring. Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna of Noisin Loi Domim. But you have to pay for it. But let's look at what I say. We don't pass like that. Man, the Amo says that everyone else has to pay. We don't pass like that.
We
don't have to pay. Everyone can take the water from that spring and doesn't have to pay him.
No, I
don't know. I'm not sure. It's probably a spring. Usually doesn't have one spot. It probably could be schlepped this way and that way. But maybe you could go into property. Mechakim b'yama shel Tverya. You're allowed to fish in the Yam of Tveria, but you can't put a net across and stop the Svinas. But you're allowed to use nets. And the Goyin takes out that gear, so we'll see why in a second. Let's see the price. It's on the bottom. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, they made it a tenai that even though everyone's allowed to fish, you're not allowed to spread the nets from stick to stick and block the sfina. Aval tzod hu b'rishoshes v'chmaris, but you could use nets to catch the fish. Now Tosis explains on daf pei aleph amad aleph. Tosis explains a small Tosis. You can look there if you want. Tosis pei aleph amad demasal mechakim. Tosis says like this: mechakim b'yamishol tveria kol adam, every person. Uvatzu yifres kela namil kol adam. I feel a b'alim atzman. Even the b'alim himself cannot stick something across the water. Ketani lekamon shehistu shvatim zem zeh. Avot sod hu mechmaros v'shosha esvahinu b'alim shushlem. There's different levels. Number one, you can't spray anything across the water because it'll stop the svinas. That's everyone. There's another halacha, everyone could use could fish. Take a fishing rod and fish. Using these big fishing nets, that the owner, the shevet, Naftali, the one who had that shevet, they are allowed to use the rishosos and the mechmaros, but not everyone else. That's what Tosis learns. Tanur Rabbanan, Yam Shel Tveria b'chelka shel Naftali Hoisa. The Yam Tveria, which is the Yam Kineret, is in the chelek of the portion of Naftali Hoisa. V'lo'oyos noto moli chevel cherem b'deroima. He also got a little bit in the south of the Kineret, enough to spread his nets. Lekai mashenema yom v'doroim yirosha. That he got the yom v'doroim, the south yirosha. He got that part of his portion. Tanyim shem v'lozoimer. Shlushim shevahorim. That after they captured Yisrael, any loose things found on the mountains belonged to everyone, not dafka to that shevet who owned that mountain. V'cheskos shvatvei oindim v'chabarim. But the ones that are attached, v'cheskos is the shevet belongs to that shevet. There was no shevet she'inloi that didn't get Bahar in the mountain of Shvelo in the valley of Negev uva Emek. Of Negev uva Emek, they got everywhere. What's Negev mean? Rashi says Negev means dry. Any place that's dry is a Negev because it's lashon of neguva. It's dry. There's no shade there, and it's, the sun shines there and dries it out. That's what Negev means. That's the word Negev. So every land, every shevet had that all different parts. It had mountains, valleys, Negev. Shenema pnusu luchem boi ha'mari velakol shchenov arava bahar uvashpel of Negev v'choyf ha'yom. Mechenat ha'mayis v'knam ha'prizim v'mayrim shofneim shenema velakol shchenov. All the neighbors. Alma shchenov ha'chi ha'va. It says in the pasuk, all these shchenis bahar v'shpel of Negev v'choyf ha'yom. It says everyone had all these miles. I don't know if everyone had Chayf Hayam, because only ones that were taka on the port, on the beach, had that. But all the other type of land that all the Shvatim got, all the different types. Everyone got mountains and valleys in Eretz Yisrael, full of mountains and valleys. Every portion, every shevet got that. Nothing more about it. If a person's allowed to go to the bathroom behind the fence of Philip State Karkum, Sumeli Karkum, Omer Acham Yaakov, the chiddush of this is, El Litol Hemenu Tzuror. They let it take a rock off the gather, off the fence, in order to use it. Omer Avchista, Philip of Shabbos, even mutter to take on Shabbos. So here, it's not clear, the Mepharshim on the page here, don't really explain what it means, Philip of Shabbos. So someone on Tainah, Filva Shabbos means that we're talking about a fence that was not cemented together. The rock is just piled up. And therefore, that's not called soiser by taking off a rock. But some say that you can even do soiser because the melacha it's richa legufa, because you don't really want to rebuild it. You don't really care about taking off that stone. You're not trying to be soiser. So maybe makkah and kavod abriyas would be mutter, but it's not klar here. So we'll say if the food is but it's not klar what the pshat is exactly by Filva Shabbos. And the verse is even more. Ma'azutcha chasid shakal mahadi. So take and put it back. He took it off and put it back, which is even a bigger chiddush. What could we have to, I'll call Rias Eli, put it back? That would be a more shver. I'm telling you, maybe it's a pile of rocks, so then maybe it's no problem putting it back either. Zil Sharke. So Rashi says, Vamalei L'Shame means Bechoil. He told him, go cement it back. It could be, according to Rashi, the whole story, was all Bechoil, all on the weekday. That's not shver why he put it back. It wasn't on Shabbos. It means in the weekday, he took it and put it back, and then the next, and then he takes the word lemacha, and he told the shamas, go cement it back. So that's what it sounds like. Maybe Rashi's learning that the whole story was bechoil in the weekday, and therefore it's not shver. What we're asking, why you let me mahadim? Umahalchen b'shvila rishus ashtera deviya shnia. Another takana of Yeshua was that you're allowed to walk and make a shortcut through someone's property as long as it's not after the second rain, where there the seeds are starting to sprout, and you're going to walk on it, you're going to ruin it. Umra Papa, Haidi Don, in our fields, Afilu Tal Koshule. Even after, once you plant, even after there was some dew already, then it's not good to step on it, and therefore you cannot go through that field. So that's what I'm saying. I'm stalking and see the Adrachim, but he says Adrachim. We said it, but it means you're allowed to walk inside the street in the case where the roads got hard, full of ditches and bumps. So Shmuel Rav Yehuda was shakli v'azborcha. Shmuel Rav Yehuda walking in the street, and this was in Bavel, having mastalik Shmuel tzidah drachim. Shmuel, there was stuff in the street. He was walking on the side, walking on someone's property on the side. Amar Rav Yehuda tanoim shehisti Yeshua filu v'Bavel. Are the these tanoim, these conditions that Yeshua established and made in Eretz Yisrael, is that negay even Babel? Amalei Shani Omer, I feel with Chutzlars. I say it's even negay in Chutzlars. The Rambam passed like that also, that these tanoim are negay everywhere where there's a lot of Eden. Rabbi Rav Chia have a shakli ba'ozli ba'urcha. Rabbi Rav Chia were walking down the street, and there was a big bump and a ditch. They went to the side. Have come a festival also. Rabbi Yehuda ben Akusa, Kabayo. They saw Rabbi Yehuda ben Akusa was jumping over the ditches and going around all the things. He wasn't going on the side. He was walking in the street, like jumping around the street, making sure not to go on someone else's property. Amalei Rav Chia, me was a shemara gedula lefenenu. Who is this person who's showing that he's like better than everyone else? We're going to the side, we're Simon Khan, Chazal say, let her walk on someone else's property, and we're doing that. And this person is going and showing that he's better. He's like, he's bigger medactic. He's jumping around in the fields, in the street itself, and going not going to the side. Omalei Rav Chia, Shemar Rav Yehuda, I'm definitely saying Nekusa because that's the correct girsa. Omalei Rav Chia, Shema Rav Yehuda ben Nekusa Tamidihu. Maybe he is my Talmud, Rav Yehuda ben Nekusa. V'chol Maisav L'Shem Shemayim. Everything he does is L'Shem Shemayim. It's not because he's trying to look like a Baal Gaiva. Kimotu L'Gabei, when they got closer to him, Chazia, Itaka saw it was him. Amalei, Ilav Yehuda ben Nekusa. If not that Yehuda ben Nekusa, guys, V'sinu L'Shakech Begizu the Parazla. I would have cut off your feet with an iron stick. Now this means that it means nidui. It means benidui because why? If you're following why the nidui, because mechzi ki yura, because he looks like he's a big shot in front of his rabbeim. He's doing the why? Extra thing. Why? What?
Why is it called the mechzi ki yura? What's he doing wrong?
So
he has the ability to jump up.
Right, because the halacha is that if something is mutter, if something like this, if something is mutter to do. And then you, in front of two gedolim who are doing that thing that's mutter, you're going to show, oh, it's a little. I don't do such kulas. That is a grosa balgaiva. That's what it is. If you go,
he was in front of them.
Right.
He was in front of them.
Right.
He was ahead of them.
Right, right. See, you have to have a little bit of the presence of mind to know who's around you. That's also part of being a yurid, making believe you don't know what's going around you. That's also part. You know what's going around you. So that was a tie on them. You see, from here, it's a taka. If I start to see from here that you have to be careful and not just think you're the only person in the world. There are people like that. I'll give you a few examples, but I don't want to make a whole... I'll give you an example. There's 10 people in a minyan, okay? 10 people in a minyan. A guy davened 20 minutes Shemoneh Esrei. That's what this means. Exactly what it means. You don't daven a 20 minutes Shemoneh Esrei when there's 9 other people are waiting, doing nothing. That's not an example. It's not when you're supposed to daven 20 minutes Shemoneh Esrei. You finish Shemoneh Esrei, then you're 7 minutes, and then you say...
You
daven to Hashem. Okay. Hatawa?
I don't know, the good
news is
he's not affecting anybody else.
No, he is. No, but it's mechzi ki yura. That's the word. Mechzi ki yura means that you are bigger than other people. That should not be done. Something that the people are not so sensitive to, but you have to be sensitive to. Okay, we're going back there. Hatayib and Akramim, mafsig va'oilo, mafsig v'yarid mafsig va'oilo. The halacha is that someone who is lost in the Akramim, he can break the branches to get out. Tanra Bonon, Haroy Chaveiro, Toya bin Akrobim, Mafsik Voila, Mafsik Vyarid, Acham Aleo the ear. Someone sees his friend lost in the Kramim. What he could do is he could jump in there, move the thorns away, move the vines away, and get his friend out and bring him to the city or back to the road. Vechain Hu, the same thing, not only if you see a friend, you yourself who are lost, Vechain Hu should Toya bin Akrobim, Mafsik Voila, Mafsik Vyarid, Acham Yala ear, Oila Derech. They also could do it. My vechein. What's vechein? Obviously, like, what should be the difference? So the Gemara, Ma'od the Tema Chaveiroi who the Yod Lahechem Masalik the Nifsei. He said the friend who's getting you out knows where to go, so he's not going to do that much damage. He knows exactly where to go. But you yourself, you're lost in some vine. You're stuck in some vine. Now you're going to break through it. You're not even sure where you're going. You're going to do much more damage. Avahud lo Yod Lahechem Kasalik lo Nifsei. You should not break any vines. Nahadre. You should go back and go around the whole entire vineyard and go back to the road. Kamash Malon, that, you know, that even if you yourself are lost and you don't know exactly the way, you're still allowed, as part of the Tanai that Yeshua established, that you are allowed to break out through the vines and get back to the road. Frank the Gemara, this din that you allow to help your friend out and break through the branches to help him out, Hadaraisu, it's the Raisa, the time of the Raisa. Hashavas gufay minay. We know it's din hashavas aveda. What about hashavas gufay? That if someone is lost, that you should return him to its place. That's the right. So tamalayim of hashivay soy. That it means on the person. You return the extra vav with dashing. It means you return the person himself. The rice to the gabay be mitzri. The rice is you help him find his way, but it doesn't mean you break through the branches. You show him the way around. The Tanai came and said. Also, who tikin the mafsig or the mafsig yarid? You came here and you made a takana that the mafsig va'oila or mafsig v'yarid. That you made a takana that you have the guy go, that even here you allowed it to break the branches to get him out. Zok t'gemar v'ayit. A mace mitzvah kona mekoimer. The law is if a mace mitzvah dies somewhere, his koina is mokim. But I'm going to ask you a kasha, moitzi mace, we have here alocha. That says in Maseches Erevin, a moitzi mace mutal ba'asratya. You find a mace that is in the middle of a street. Mifaneuli amin asrata, either moving to the right side of the street, that the field on the right, or the small asrata, to the left side of the street, the field on the left side. Now, how do you pick which side to put him? Soda bor v'soda near. If on one side is an empty field, on the other side is a freshly plowed field. Mifaneo sodabur, you put him into the field that's not freshly plowed. It's not such a big loss for that person to have a dead person there. Soda near soda zera, if you have a freshly plowed field and a field that's just planted, mifaneo soda near, and you go to soda near. Hoyshteim, bayre, shteim, niroi, shteim is roi. They're both exactly the same. Mifaneo mokhuyuz, you move wherever you want. So what's the kasha? You see over here, that he's not konam akaimai. Because if it's kind of a kaimai, so then the Baal Sada could say, what do you mean? Don't put him my Sada, leave him where he is. Why are you moving him to me? So Vaistois, that is not kind of a kaimai. And for the Gemara, no, it's not Shver. Why? Amravibi Muto Ameitzar. He's sitting across the Rechayv, across the street. And every guy who walks by is being Maal Alameitz. And therefore we have to move him. Once we have to move him, we move him to the place that makes the most sense. But mutal ameitza, once you let him move him, you move it to any place you want. But of course, if he dies in a place where it doesn't disturb anyone, it's not in the middle of the road, and people are not going to come tamei for walking there the whole day, so avada, he's koinu mekoimai, and you leave him where he is. Now we went through all the different cases over here, so we have to go back to the kasha. L'chared is 11. Not only 10, there's 11. We didn't explain that 11th one, that shvila harishus. We did explain that one. We said before, yeah, that the Zerayim, yes, went through all of them, and there's 11, like we said. Not 10, there's 11. Amri asara, hani chad sari having there are 11. Ef de gemara, mahalchim v'shvila reshus, the halacha of walking through the property when it's not harvest time, and when it's not planting time, and the second rain came, you're allowed to walk through someone's property, that was not a tekona of Yeshua. That was Shlomo Amra. That was Shlomo HaMelech's tekona. Time went to the brayis. The rish called brayis v'mesoda, someone's perois are taken already. They're already harvested. Doesn't I walk through his property? What do people say about him? What gain are we getting from that person? What does he care? What does he care if someone walks through? How are they being mazik him? If you could be good, don't be ra. Where is that pasuk? That is a pasuk that mixim yes toiv al tikira en ksiv ki agavna. Don't say in ksiv ki agavna. The words mixim yes toiv al tikira. Don't say no pasuk. That word ends like this. Yeah, in ksiv ki agavna. There's a similar pasuk that's in Mishle, and the pasuk says al timna toiv me ba'olav b'yoyis tekel el yod chalasos. When you have a power to do it, do not take the hold back the toiv from. Mibala from your friend, even when you have the power to do it. So from this pasuk you see that Miyoyis Tov Atik Rab says if you could do good, don't be called a ra. Here there's no loss for you for someone to walk through your property. You should allow that to happen. Break the Gemara of Asulaka. There are no other tanoim that Yeshua made, but Ikad Rabbi Yehuda. We have where Rabbi Yehuda said over time. Rabbi Yehuda, we had this before in the Masechta. B'shas Eitzah Zvalim, B'shas Eitzah Zvalim, which is the winter. When they make they're making the fertilizer, Adam Moitzi Zivla L'Shirabim, a person puts a zevel. This is old. This is the straw that's getting spoiled. They put it out L'Shirabim. The tzoyvra they pile it kosher shvim 30 days. Kedei sheinishuf ragli Adam ragli behema. In order to get it should be crushed up and smashed up by the ragli Adam ragli behema. Shamanas kein hincho Yeshua li Yisrael saaretz. He says that was the tanai that Yeshua made when they yashin the land, when they captured the land. So why don't we count that? This is Rabbi Yehuda. And it's more. That a person go into his friend's property, and what happened was his bees, he's a beekeeper, he had millions of bees, and they flew away from his property and landed on a branch. Now, if he tries to take one bee at a time back, they're not going to go. They're very comfortable on that branch. So the halacha is, you go into your friend's property, you cut off his branch, to save the swarm of bees. And you pay your friend for the branch. But Tanai Bezdin, and that's one of the Tanai Bezdin, that was Tanai Bezdin. Another Tanai Bezdin who, she is a shoyfech yenoi, Matzel Dorshonin Shal Chaveiroi, but Noitot Meyoyim Vildon Shal Chaveiroi. Devash is more expensive than wine. And you're walking down the street and you see a guy's barrel of honey got cracked. So you spill out your wine and you give him the barrel for his honey. And you take the amount of how much your wine cost from the Devash. And it's a Tanai Bezdin that this should be done. But Tanai Bezdin, Ushi is Eim Farak, is 8 Sotah Yim Vishon Shal Chaveiroi. Same thing if you have a load of pishton, which is more expensive, and the behemoth dies, whatever the case is, the chamor dies, the donkey dies, and you need the donkey to transport the pishton, so you throw off your eitzim, and you take the pishton, and then you collect the money of the eitzim from your friend. Because all this is a manaskin hinchel Yeshua liyisrael saaretz, all part of Tanai Bezdin, from the days of Yeshua. So we're missing over here three tanayim that's not counted in these 10. What are the three? The case of the zevel, the case of the bees, and the case of matzal yaina dvash or pishton or etzim. So why don't we mention these things? Our answer is, b'chidoi lo'i ka'amrinon. When these are all yichidoi, and really there are those who argue on this, that you can't force the guy to give up his wine to do this, and he can't do that, and if the guy did it, he can't demand his money. Let's say the guy did it, he poured out his wine and saved his dvash. You can't say, oh, give me money for wine. I took care of my dvash myself. I entice this, what the Mechaikah says, but there is a time that maybe the guy will say that no one asked you to save my things for me, and whatever, I entice this, the different details in this, maybe we'll get to that when we learn the last parak in Baba Kama. But in any case, the reason why I wasn't counted at the 10 Tanoim is because b'yichidoi lo yikamrinon, these are all adas yichidoi, and we argue on these, and v'ashenkin, those Tanoim all are stomach.